Message number 952. Mother of Salvation, my son's church will become the seat of the Antichrist. Tuesday, October 29, 2013 at 19:30. My sweet child, the heavens all join in union with my son to come to the aid of those holy priests who will find themselves in the middle of a great battle. So many of these precious souls will have to endure terrible pain and suffering when they will have to witness the heresies which will spring from within the church. They will be confused, frightened, and many will feel that they have nowhere to turn. This is when they must turn to me, ask me to consecrate them to my son so that he can pour over them every drop of his precious blood. When covered with this gift, they will know what to do. They must know that I have worn my children all down through the centuries of this wicked apostasy which is being planned by the evil one. My son's church will become the seat of the Antichrist, and now that the truth has been revealed, many will feel frightened and will suffer the pain of my son's scourging. My son's church will be persecuted, destroyed, desecrated, until eventually it will house the throne upon which will sit the Antichrist. It will be from here that he, the Antichrist, will declare that he is the Christ and that the world will be saved through him. By accepting lies, you deny the truth. By ignoring the truth, you will believe in a fabricated web of deceit spun by the evil one, and this will entrap you. Once entrapped, you will be tempted to follow the crowds in every nation who will pay great respect to the Antichrist. Please, children, recite this crusade prayer to fight the heresy which will cover my son's church on earth. Crusade Prayer 125. To defend the most holy word of God. O Mother of Salvation, help me, a humble servant of God, to defend his most holy word in times of torment. Consecrate me, dear Mother, to your Son so that he can cover me with his precious blood. Grant me through the intercession of your Son Jesus Christ the grace, the strength, and the will to remain true to the teachings of Christ in the times of tribulation which will devour his most holy church on earth. Amen. Go to my Son, dear servants of Christ. You belong to him. He will help you during the persecution. He will never desert you in your time of need. Your beloved Mother, Mother of Salvation.